the age of awe. We have a responsibility to awe, says Rebecca Elson.
A lot of people say that we live in such a mediated age, you know, so many signals, so many platforms are competing for our attention, that effectively now we live in an attention economy. We live in the age of attention. The currency today is the currency of your attention, right? We want to cannibalize that evanescent flux of sensation and perception that is all we have and all we are. And so you ask yourself, is this a good thing to be mindlessly occupied and entertained every day till death do us part with not necessarily any good content, you know, but just something that fills in the void? But there is an antidote, my friends. There is an alternative currency, a utopian currency, and I call it the currency of inspiration, the currency of wonderment, the currency of curiosity. Wouldn't it be nice if instead of being concerned about our careers, we were concerned about our curiosities? We were satiated and maintained by our passion as it burns away all obstacles before us? I mean, come on. And so in the space of content, in the space of information exchange, perhaps we should stop worrying about colonizing individuals' limited attention spans and creating digiphrenia and manic depression, but instead create media that matters, that enriches, that expands the human imagination, that shares goosebumps technologically mediated through the ether sphere so that all of us feel closer to one another, feel like we are part of a larger symbiotic organism, and that organism is filled with love and wonder and awe and cosmic curiosity. And wouldn't this be the best age, you know? Instead of the age of attention, the age of awe, the age of wonder, the age of bliss, the age of something better.